Penguin Random House Audio presents Well Schooled in Murder by Elizabeth George. Read for you by Donata Peters.
The book's dedication reads, "For Arthur, who wanted to write." Tim Shell. A quotation from Hamlet follows. "I have shot mine arrow o'er the house and hurt my brother." Author's note. Although there are many independent schools in England, Bredgar Chambers is the product of my imagination and should not be confused with any existing educational institution. Chapter 1. The rear garden of the cottage in Hammersmith's Lower Mall was set up to accommodate artistic endeavours. Three slabs of knotty pine stretched across six battered sawhorses to function as workstations, and they held at least a dozen stone sculptures in varying stages of completion. A dented metal cabinet near the garden wall contained the artist's tools, drills, chisels, rifflers, files, gouges, emery, and a collection of sandpaper with differing degrees of abrasion. A colour-splodged painter's dropcloth, smelling strongly of turps, made a dispirited lump underneath a partially broken chaise. It was a garden completely without distractions. Walled in against the curiosity of neighbours, it was thus also protected from those insistent and largely mechanical noises of river traffic, of the Great West Road, of Hammersmith Bridge. Indeed, the high walls of the garden were so expertly constructed, the cottage's position on the lower mall so well chosen, that only an occasional waterfowl in flight overhead broke into the superb stillness that the site afforded.